This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Republican presidential candidate John McCain found himself on the defensive today after a New York Times story detailed some of his ties to lobbyists. The Times spotlighted McCain's friendship years ago with a female lobbyist. The newspaper says some staffers on McCain's presidential campaign in 2000 were so worried about a possible scandal that they took steps to keep the two apart. Both McCain and the lobbyist, Vicky Iceman, have denied any romantic relationship, and McCain says he never gave Iceman's clients special treatment. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John McCain planned to spend today at a campaign fundraiser in Ohio, then touring a Ford assembly plant. But instead, the Republican frontrunner began his morning in front of a battery of TV cameras, answering questions about his relationship with lobbyist Vicky Iceman, who's 31 years his junior.
My friends, seen her on occasions, particularly at receptions and fundraisers and appearances before the committee.
The questions were triggered by a lengthy article that appeared on the New York Times website yesterday and the front page of the newspaper this morning. The story quotes unnamed sources from McCain's 2000 campaign who say they told staffers to keep the woman away from the senator and confronted McCain himself about the possible appearance of scandal. McCain said today he never got any warnings like that.
I don't know if it happened at their level. It certainly didn't happen to me.
McCain says as chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, he did make decisions that may have benefited Iceman's clients. The Times notes he also took actions that worked against them. McCain says in every case, he did what he thought was best for the public.
At no time have I ever done anything that would betray the public trust, nor make a decision which in any way would not be in the public interest and would favor anyone or any organization.
McCain is fiercely protective of his honor and integrity. In the late 1980s, he was caught up in the Keating Five scandal. He'd met with savings and loan regulators on behalf of a friend and campaign contributor, Charles Keating, who later went to prison. Although the Senate Ethics Committee determined McCain was guilty of nothing worse than poor judgment, he called the scandal the worst experience of his life, even worse than being held captive in a North Vietnamese prison. Since then, McCain has been a crusader for ethics in politics, and Melanie Sloan of the watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington says he's been a leader in areas such as campaign finance reform. At the same time, Sloan says it's possible McCain is so confident of his own ethical compass, he unwittingly strays into territory that may appear suspect.
When he looks in the mirror and just views himself as an ethical man, he is not likely to see conduct that others might view as questionable as questionable. He may think that he is beyond questioning on those kinds of issues, but of course, now that he's a presidential candidate, those things will be looked at that much more closely, and no one is above scrutiny on those kind of issues.
Sloan points to McCain's involvement with the Reform Institute. He helped set up the nonprofit 7 years ago to control corporate money in politics, but it was actually funded by some of the corporations with business before McCain's committee. He later resigned from the Institute's board. The Times story appeared after McCain had the Republican presidential nomination effectively sewn up, despite some lingering doubts in the party's right wing. Conservative activist Babe Buchanan says she thinks the story is baseless and may actually rally reluctant conservatives to McCain's side.
He deserves the benefit of the doubt because there is no evidence against him. We take the side of John McCain. He's denied it. He says it's not true. The New York Times should never have run this story, period.
Buchanan, who was an advisor to Mitt Romney's campaign, asks if the Times really stands behind the story, which was in the works for months, why didn't it run earlier when it might have made a difference in the Republican contest? Scott Horsley, NPR News.